And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 15th of June, 2013. On this day in 1752, Benjamin Franklin is believed to have performed his famous kite experiment, proving that lightning is electricity. He tied the kite to a silk string with an iron key on the end of the string. From the key, he ran a wire into a Leyden jar. Then he tied a silk ribbon to the key, which he held onto from inside a shed to keep it dry. The electrical charge from the storm passed through the key and into the Leyden jar where the charge was stored. As it turns out, he was lucky to have conducted this experiment safely. Several others who attempted it after him were electrocuted. He used the information he gained to design lightning rods, which conducted a storm's charge safely into the ground. One of Franklin's lightning rods saved his own house years later during a storm. It's the birthday of psychologist and psychoanalyst Erik Erikson, born in Frankfurt, Germany, 1902, who argued that the human life cycle could be understood as a series of 8 developmental stages, each with its own crisis that must be overcome before moving on to the next stage. For adolescents, the crisis is figuring out who you are and what you want to do with your life, which is where we get the term identity crisis. It's the birthday of science writer Davis Sobel, born in New York City in 1947, author of Longitude, a book which explains how the 18th century scientist and clockmaker William Harrison solved the problem of determining east-west locations at sea. On this day in 1215, at Runnymede in England, King John placed his seal on the Magna Carta, granting basic liberties to his subjects. He wasn't the first English king to grant a charter, but he was the first to have it forced on him by his barons. He had taxed the church and the barons heavily to fund the Third Crusade, defend his holdings in Normandy, and pay for unsuccessful wars, and England was on the brink of another civil war. The charter limited the monarch's absolute power and paved the way for the formation of Parliament. It is the nearest thing to a Bill of Rights that Britain has ever had. It guaranteed, among other things, that, quote, no free man shall be arrested or imprisoned or deprived of his property or outlawed or exiled or in any way destroyed, nor shall we go against him or ascend against him unless by legal judgment of his peers or by the law of the land. And here's a poem by Greg Delante from Woody's Restaurant, Middlebury. Today, noon, a young macho friendly waiter and 3 diners, business types, 2 males, 1 female, are in a quandary about the name of the duck paddling Otter Creek, the duck being brown but too large to be a female mallard. They really want to know, and I'm the human watcher behind the nook of my table, camouflaged by my stillness and nonchalant plumage. They really want to know. This sighting I record in the back of my field guide to people. A poem by Greg Delante from Woody's Restaurant, Middlebury, from The Ship of Birth, published by Carcanet, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us again next time.